Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's been a while, but it's time for a bit of this. Space talk. I keep waiting for like a sponsorship. Sponsored by NASA or
any
something.
Any sponsors are out there want to jump on board, just get in contact with us.
Yeah, NASA, give us a call. We'd be happy to take your cash. Did you catch any of the supermoon last night?
I looked at the moon and took a photo, then walked back inside.
Oh, that's it. Well, you did more than I did.
I put in an effort.
If you didn't hear about it, there was a pink supermoon. Nothing to do with the pop singer. The name actually comes from the pink phlox, which is a flower in the US that blooms at the same time as the pink moon. So you can understand why in the States they call it the pink supermoon. Here it's just, it's a regular supermoon. If you went out last night expecting it to be pink, you would have been bitterly disappointed.
I was. I took the photo and I was like, okay, maybe I missed it. Not sure. I'll catch the next pink moon.
You probably went, I know I'm colorblind, but am I that colorblind that I can't see it at all? I actually like saw it on the news earlier and they said, oh, there'll be another supermoon in a month's time. And I went, bugger it, I'll catch the next one. I was already in my pajamas at that point. I'm like, done. Yeah. Meanwhile, a bit of a hairy moment for the crew on board Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon's rocket. They had a couple of near misses recently.
Really?
I know. You're thinking, oh, you have near misses on the streets when you're driving around, but up in space, you think there's plenty of room for everybody. But the first incident came after the Crew Dragons launched from the Falcon 9 rocket, and there was debris from the front capsule that broke off and got flung back towards the craft. So there's actually a video where you can see this piece. It shoots to the right and then pings back, misses them by seconds.
So close. Do you reckon aliens get so upset with us just launching stuff into space all the time? It'd be like,
I guess.
Do you reckon we feature on their version of a current affair? Like when neighbours just throw things in someone else's backyard without caring? That's us.
They need to, like, I put in several calls to the Intergalactic Council and they're just not doing anything about it. I'm a rates payer. I'm a galactic rates
like
payer.
Everyone else.
Clean it up. But this is the second. The second incident is the one that's really raised eyebrows because the astronauts on board the capsule were told to put on their pressurized suits when around six and a half hours later, they were alerted to a second unknown object that was heading towards them.
Okay.
And the object being tracked is classified as unknown. It's a UFO. It may have been alien neighbors coming to have a word with the crew board. Finally, up in Queensland, though, astrophysicist Dr. Brett Addison made an amazing discovery this week.
So I discovered a massive planet.
Big and extremely hot. It's called Mascara 5b, and its surface temperature is estimated at about 3,000 degrees Celsius.
So just slightly less hot than your seatbelt buckle when you get back in the car in the middle of summer. It's just slightly less hot than that.
I like how it's called, Mascara 5. It sounds like a beauty product.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds like something that Maybelline will be putting out in their new range. Normally, like if you're taking the temperature of a planet, you know, they have special telescopes for that. If it's Uranus, there's a special thermometer.
There is.
I had to throw that in there. But no, this planet is super hot, Hotsy. Okay. You won't be moving there anytime soon. Okay.
So hot that most metals would melt or even vaporize. This is a very hellish world. It is so hot that absolutely nothing could survive.
Although I think if we ever travelled there, when we had arrived, there'd still be some Aussie bloke in a singlet and shorts just going like, it's not that hot.
So he's saying that I'm going to need 50 plus at least.
Pretty much, yeah. You're going to need the extreme sunblock. And like you said, Mascara 5b, terrible name for a planet. If I was going to name it, I'd name it after Hansel from Zoolander.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
I managed to live many years without the internet. I think the first time we ever got the internet connected in the house, I was about 16 or 17. So I survived many years before it, but all of a sudden, as soon as I managed to get the internet, I was like, wow, how do people manage to live without this?
It has become one of our essentials. You know, water, electricity, internet.
And then maybe food.
Maybe food, fourth maybe love.
Down, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
they're way down the list.
I tell you what, these last 3 weeks have been the longest of my life, obviously, in the holiday house accommodation and then trying to get the internet set up. First, they gave me the wrong day, the wrong time. I was waiting around all afternoon. They never turned up. called them up about a week ago, really angry on the phone. They eventually rescheduled for yesterday. I'm like, finally, got the little rocket clock there counting down all the minutes, seconds and everything before it finally gets there. No more trips to McDonald's just to download TV shows and order a 30-cent cone or whatever it is these days to so you don't get kicked out of the place. Finally, I can adult properly. So yesterday, as I mentioned, was the big day. Locked in the time between 1 and 5. Left work early so I could get there on time. All of a sudden, before I'm about to leave work, about half an hour before I'm finishing, I get a call from them going, oh, it's just the NBN people. We're here at the moment at your house. I'm like, what do you mean? 1 to 5, you know, time.
Yeah, they're like, you're early.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we got the time of 8 to 12. I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't need this. Because I'm like, well, how are they going to be able to set anything up properly if they're not in the house? Like, how am I going to know if anything's set up properly? Like, what's going to happen now?
This has been a saga. I've been listening to it, like, for the past month of, like, all the ups and downs of this. And if I was in your shoes and I got to the point where they showed up early, I'd be like, throw a rock through the friggin' window and climb in and hook that up right now. Like, I am not waiting any longer for this.
I was so close to doing that, but I was like, do you really want people in your house when you're not there?
I wouldn't care at this point. I was like, just get it done.
I could hear like the pause in his voice after it. I was like, I'll be home at like 1 o'clock. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, oh, man. Please don't do this. Don't make me reschedule another time.
Oh,
please
no,
don't.
1 to 5 is no good for us because we've told another bunch of people that we were going to be at their house at 8 to 12. So yeah. We've got another appointment to bugger up in the afternoon. So we can't.
And you know
it.
What it's like with these guys. Like, they'll knock once on your door. If you don't answer, if you're not there in 20 seconds, they leave and that's it. You've lost your chance. So they're like, we'll see what we can do. And I'm like, okay, please. Get home at 1 o'clock, eventually put the key in the door, get through the door, so excited, look to my immediate right, straight at the router box. Everything's successful. I was like, oh my, I dropped to the ground. Like, I was just overcome with emotion, you know.
tears streaming down your face.
I had to share
kissing
it.
Kissing the Ethernet cable.
had to share the moment, ran straight through the door and started kissing the Wi-Fi. I mean, wifey. I mean, you know, I was just really excited. You get the point.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
The internet brings out the worst in people sometimes. Everyone wants to have their say, which is fair enough. You know, it's the last bastion of freedom of speech.
It sort of gives people a voice that don't necessarily need a voice or should have a voice sometimes.
Well, you know, everyone should have a voice, but some people just take it too far.
Next level.
And especially when it comes to leaving their online reviews, there's so many negative reviews out there. Now, granted, I don't mind a negative review if it's funny. Like, I like reading negative travel reviews. Like, this one guy, Ethan, put up one of Mount Everest, gave it 1 star and said, I'm really upset with how much work it was to get to the top of the mountain. It would be nice if they installed a lift. The climb down was a breeze. My friend died. 1 star. Stuff like that I kind of find amusing, but sometimes there's just really malicious stuff that's online. And especially when it targets like small business owners, you get these restaurants and cafes have already been slammed by, you know, COVID-19 and things like that. And then people come in and if they're unhappy with the food or service, they don't say anything while they're there. They hop straight online at the earliest opportunity, though, to bag out the place.
Yeah. Have you ever given a negative review or even a review online of a place?
No.
Or you just don't bother? I don't bother at all. I'm just like, eh. Like
I'm of the opinion, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Yep, that's it.
No, if I don't have anything good to say, I just won't say anything. Yep. I have left good reviews for restaurants where I felt like, it's just been an amazing experience to remember sort of thing. But there's a new campaign called Say Don't Slay that's aimed at encouraging people not to leave negative reviews for restaurants. Like there's this guy up in Annerley in Brisbane, Ben O'Donoghue. He runs the Billy Cart restaurant. This guy once actually cooked for former US President Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
Barack loved Ben's food so much he came back for seconds. And yet, Ben gets reviews like this.
I can't get brioche anymore, but I can get sand crab at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. Won't be back until they wake up to themselves. Less than 1 star. Nice one, Dave.
It's a bun.
I know. Dave sounds like a real son of a brioche, but so that's some of the negative reviews he gets. There's another lady, Margaret Newen. She owns the Cafe Oh My, and she gets reviews like this.
Yes, the food is great, thanks to the cooks, but the lady owner is a rude cow.
Because?
I handed out his takeaway without putting it in a plastic bag.
Bam. Didn't include a bag. Get slammed online. which is terrible. Yeah, they're going to be running this Say Don't Slay campaign, which pretty much runs like this.
For 24 hours in May, restaurants are being asked to disable their user comments on social media to encourage diners to speak up in private and in person.
That's what most of them said. They said, just say it to us while you're there.
Yeah.
Because if we don't know what's wrong, we can't improve on things.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's something that we didn't realise and we can fix it right there and right then.
It's like the haircut. When you get a haircut and if you don't like it, you sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's great. And then later on you're like, oh, the haircut. And it's like, well, you're in the place, the time and the place to get it fixed right there and then.
Yeah, I am guilty of that. Like if someone says, oh, how's the length? I'm like, that's good. In my mind, I'm like, oh, I'll have to shorten that when I get home sort of thing. So, yeah, Say Don't Slay. I don't know if it'll make an appearance here on the far south coast, but definitely worth, you know, reconsidering the next time you're about to leave a negative review of the impact it's going to have on people.
Yeah, I don't know if the name's that catchy though.
Say Don't Slay. Yeah, I like that one.
No, I think it got a better name.
Oh, okay.
I reckon you say it best when you say nothing at all.
You reckon
like
that one?
Like Keating.
Yeah. You'll probably sue you, but you can give that a try. I mean, personally, if I ran a restaurant and people like were unhappy with my service and told me to my face, I'd just be like straight up soup Nazi. I'd be like,
no soup for you. Come back 1 year.
Probably throw the soup in their face as well.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.